There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is a holster, this is really the only holster I run and have run for the past going on 4 years since I became aware of them. And They're generations of product. It's not really generations, it's iterations. Because the first generation of holsters and everything still going strong, still being sold, still lifetime warranted. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. One of the topics that is part of the gun world that I am woefully not adequate to even discuss without getting some expert help is prepping. And this gentleman sort of fell in my lap. I had done some collaborations with Steve Blantleberry over when he was at Guns.com, and he moved. He moved to a gun auction site called Guns America. And joining me for the first time from Guns America is the man that actually is Guns America. That's Paul Helinski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, you, one of the things you do at Guns America that I don't know if most of these other auction sites do this kind of thing, you write a blog called Prepping 101.
Yeah, it's part of a larger editorial subscribership that we have.
Some of the things that you write about are, I mean, you know, most of the thing when you watch Doomsday Preppers, when you're looking at something like Doomsday Preppers, are they just touching on the tips of the iceberg, food, water, guns? Is that the tip of the iceberg? There's actually a little more to it, isn't there?
Yeah, what I've watched of that stuff is mostly made for television hype. It really doesn't boil things out to what you really can do for the budget that you have.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, your prepping columns actually go into things that are very important that nobody ever talks about, like a gas mask for a child.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, most people, the only time I've ever interacted with a gas mask was as an adult. Do they actually make gas masks for children?
They actually do. There's a Russian gas mask, and there's Israeli gas mask, and there's even chambers for infants that were made for the Russian citizens.
That's very important, though, the whole thing about the gas mask is the seal that your face makes with the gas mask, and with an adult-sized gas mask, there is no seal, and then you have a dead child.
Well, that's the issue. It's not only the size of the face, but the a child's lungs have, they don't have as much ability to pull the air through the filter.
Right.
So what the Israelis did, the Israelis made a positive pressure system that clips onto the front of the filter so that it actually pushes the air through the mask. So even if the kid squirms and the mask gets a little bit cockeyed and unsealed, then you don't have to worry about the seal, because as long as your batteries are running, there's positive pressure on the mask pulling air for the child through the filter. It's fascinating.
I used to hang out with the NBC NCO when I was stationed in Europe, and he would tell me all about the need for this kind of filter and that kind of filter and all this other stuff. So, yeah, yes, it is. So, just looking at some of the stuff you write about, like the storage of seeds, a 21st century prepper has to be quite the jack of all trades, doesn't he?
Well, that's the question that I think everyone should ask themselves is what do I believe? That, to me, that's where prepping starts. Because there's a lot of entrenched prepping material out there. There's a lot of recognizable names in the prepping community. And from what I've spoken to these guys, most of these guys are system guys who believe this team is going to show up after 2 weeks, who believe that the most that you're going to need is 2 or 3 months off the grid. And that makes a chasm of difference with what you're personally going to plan to do. What do you believe is going to happen?
Right.
And I'm not going to get into one way or the other. I personally believe that we could see a complete shutdown of the infrastructure and that we could end up, back with years of development to get us back to a place where people are even trading with each other.
Well, I want to touch on that in the next segment, possibly the other, because you sort of teased that with me when we were talking the other day. Is it, in the remaining time we've got about 3 minutes in this segment. What do you think about bugging out versus staying put? What's your big thought on that?
My general thoughts are that you really just have to sit there. Plan to not get in gunfights. Plan to not interact with any human being at all if you humanly can. They make, if you're in an apartment, they make water containers, 250-gallon water containers that are meant to go through an apartment door and fit in a closet. And they're not cheap, but it's 250 gallons of water.
Right.
You can get there's a bag that you can get on Amazon for, I think, three of them for $50 that are bathtub size, so that you can put fresh water in your bathtub in a bag so that you can drink it. And you can even put another bag on the floor and just fill that up with water and maybe even make a frame for it on the floor and keep hundreds of gallons of water. And as long as you have food and water, you just don't need to leave, because it is going to be pandemonium out there from people who did nothing.
Well, it's going to be pandemonium, and plus you're talking of isn't leaving and trying to transport what you need just on the food and water part. That's like a massive undertaking, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. I just did a bug-out bag. I forced myself to finally do a bug-out bag article over a year. and even the most gigantic pack that you can get carries 200 pounds. If you plan to pick up your water as you go, even 200 pounds of freeze-dried food, non-fat dried milk and pasta and dried food, that's still not a lot of food, and someone's going to want to fight you for it out there.
Right.
Most likely the roads are going to be jammed. You're not going to get through. There's going to be government roadblocks that are going to steal your stuff as well. So there's no point in planning to leave unless you get out before. There's no point in planning to leave.
Yeah, the whole water transportation thing. I would think that if you actually are going to bug out, you probably need to stay near water, don't you? And have water filtration, and not so much carrying water, but water filtration.
Well, water filtration and water tablets and it's water is extremely heavy, and being offsetting your food by trying to carry water, You're not gonna have more than a week or two's worth of food.
Well, I mean, what is it 1 or 2 gallons per person per day?
Yeah, that's
the rule. That's what everybody says, right?
That's the thing. All those statistics are completely worthless. Think about how much you really drink in a day. You don't drink 1 or 2 gallons of water per day. That's what people use when they have plenty of water.
Yeah, and they waste a bunch of it, don't they?
We waste all of it. That's what people use when they have plenty of water, 1 or 2 gallons a day. Please. It's ridiculous.
Coming up on the first break, you can find this blog at gunsamerica.com. It's Prepping 101. We're going to get into, Mr. Helinski is very well studied up on EMP, and we're going to get into that and everything else that he just described fleetingly. We're going to get into it in detail. Paul Helinski from gunsamerica.com. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, the home of the Contact Series. You know, I wanted to make the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and then they made the Contact Series, and I took all of those things and threw them away and stomped on them and burned them because they have created art, tactical, lethal art. Check out the contact series at tacticalholsters.com. My guest from Guns America is Paul Holinsky, and we're about to get into something that I know very little about. I know this, and he's going to enlighten all of us all at the same time while I'm with you. Paul, you made a reference the other day when we were talking to EMP and how most people don't really know what that is and what it will do. And I got to admit to you, all I know about EMP is I watched that miniseries Jericho. That seemed sort of bad, but I was watching it. And one time, about 12 years ago, we had a really bad ice storm, and we were without electricity for 10 days. And that was not good, but we weren't without electricity all over the general area, just in certain spots. So EMP, this is going to be the game changer, is it?
An EMP is an electromagnetic pulse. That's, everyone knows that's what that means. How is that electromagnetic pulse generated? It's generated by a nuclear detonation. And that nuclear detonation is done hundreds of miles above the Earth. That's how an EMP is done. And if you think about what happens when something explodes, you have shockwaves coming out of it, right?
Right.
And there's, because a nuclear explosion is fairly complex, the waves coming out, there are a lot of different wavelengths that come out of it. There's the boom, and the boom is a huge wavelength. And that wavelength has a lot of what's called amplitude. In other words, it's very strong. So that big boom wavelength comes down to the Earth. And what does a wave need to turn into energy is an antenna. That's how your radio works, is it takes energy coming as a wave that matches its length. The length of the antenna is made to a specific length that matches usually a portion of that wavelength, a 5/8 or a quarter wave or a half wave antenna. And it converts that wave to energy, which is then amplified in your radio, and you listen to it in your radio. So an EMP is this gigantic, huge amplitude, very strong wave of a very long wavelength. And what is a long antenna in America is our power line. So you have this gigantic wave coming to the Earth. You have a gigantic antenna, which is our power line, and the power line will act as an antenna that converts that to energy. That energy can either burn out, as you know from, if you've ever done home wiring, you need a certain thickness of wire to handle energy. That energy is either going to burn out at the pole, burn out at the transformer, or if it arcs across the transformer, because there's enough energy to arc it across those small transformers, it will reach the big power plant. And it will potentially fry those giant transformers. That's the thinking of what an EMP is going to do. That is entirely valid. In fact, the Russians tested this in the 60s. I did an article on this, and I linked out to the study that the Russians did. They did a test over Kazakhstan because they didn't care. They didn't care if the Kazakhstan people get irradiated and, you know, and without electricity. And they did a fairly I think it was a 10 kiloton, not a megaton, a 10 kiloton bomb. They did a few of them. We did some too over the Pacific Island. And what they found, what we found, is that they didn't actually fry the transformers. The transformers had a shorter life. They started breaking down a couple of years later. But it wasn't like instant blackout, all the transformers died. Now, that said, there are a ton of wavelengths that come out of these things. But the what I call fear porn that a lot of people are trying to capitalize on is by telling you that your local home devices are going to fry, that you need what they call a Faraday cage to put your cell phone in and to put your ham radios in. Now, would I leave a ham radio connected to your antenna, which is usually a fairly large wavelength antenna? No, I would not ever leave my ham radio connected to its antenna. Is that wave going to hurt the antenna? No, it's not. After the wave, you can just hook your ham radio to your antenna and you'll be fine. But small devices, small radios, in order for a wave to have a lot of amplitude, to be a really strong amount of energy, it has to have a long wavelength. The small wavelength waves, like our cell phones run at 800 megahertz. Ham radios run at 30 megahertz, 400 megahertz. These are millions of hertz. And a boom wave is one hertz. I mean, it's like you're talking about a huge wave as opposed to a tiny little wave. So the tiny little waves are not going to fry your electronic devices. They're just not. Even the wavelength of your car, if your car is an antenna, the Discovery Channel actually did some pretty cool tests with cars using a big electromagnet doing like a boom kind of wave at some cars. It knocked the car out, but then the car just started right back up again.
Right.
Because you're just not talking about, you're not talking about the kind of energy from a small wavelength wave that can fry electronics. It's just, and radios themselves, radios are hardened with diodes against power surges. Because why? Because most radios, at least survival radios, also have a transmitter.
Right.
And every time you push your transmit button, you're sending out an EMP. So the wavelength that your radio is made for, that your antenna size is made for, is made for, you're actually sending your own EMP, which you're targeting again. And that's a local EMP. That's right next to it.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the next break. This is fascinating. I've got to ask you a couple of questions about proximity on these. Because of what you're telling me, I got some proximity questions. Guns America. You can find Guns America at GunsAmerica.com. I became aware of them as far as gun auctions, but they have added depth. They've got blogs. They've got columns. And they have the excellent Prepping 101, which Paul himself writes. And you can tell Paul knows what he's talking about. Check them out for definite at GunsAmerica.com. We'll be right back with Paul Holinsky on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code and TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code, you know, they started out with the OSH, the XST, the SOC, various MAG carriers. Then they expanded to the DC-3 line, which was the collaboration with Travis Haley. Now they've got the Scorpion line. And now that's expanded and collaborated with something called the Contact Series. I don't even know what's coming next. But with each iteration, they step up their game. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from GunsAmerica.com, where he's the man at GunsAmerica.com, but he also writes a column there called Prepping 101 is Paul Helinski. Now, Paul, we were talking about what it can and can't do as far as an EMP is concerned, depending on the yield, I guess, of the blast and actual real-world test that you know about. As far as proximity is concerned, if they're actually popping a nuke, what is it, 150, 200 miles above?
Yeah, it's a couple hundred miles up, and obviously they have megaton weapons at this point. You know, they don't have to, it's not necessarily a kiloton thing. There is a law of diminishing returns with megatons versus kilotons regardless, no different than like a 1-watt guitar amplifier compared to a 100-watt guitar amplifier.
Right.
The actual decibels are not that much more significantly louder than a 1-watt. And nuclear weapons are the same way.
With an EMP blast, though, if it was like, say, geosynchronous over Kansas City at 200 miles, is Kansas City going to bear the brunt of this EMP blast, and as it goes further out on the edges of that wave, as it spreads itself out, is that going to diminish the damage that it's going to do?
Well, it's the power sensors are really the big danger. The big transformers are really the big danger. So the, of course the power plants that are closer are going to get a much higher amplitude. But waves are pretty efficient moving through air. The air, I mean, you can, if you have enough clearance, if you get an antenna high enough, you can, even a little tiny radio can reach a hundred miles or more, 200 miles. You can bounce a radio signal through the ionosphere from here to Japan. And that's just a little 100 watt radio. So, you know, a megaton nuke a couple hundred miles up, I wouldn't want to speculate on how much, if a specific wavelength did catch the power lines and it was a significant amperage to fry a transformer, then I wouldn't want to speculate on what would be directly below it or what would be another 100 miles, you know, away, or 200 or 1,000 miles away, because waves are pretty efficient in air. They don't lose that much.
When a wave makes it down to the power lines, and yeah, let's do that, board. We'll do that. We'll take that course of action. When a wave is making its way down, it hits the power lines, which are now the antenna. Does the antenna act as a wave propagation device, and that's how it does more damage on the ground?
Well, it turns it into an electric signal.
Mm.
That's what the antenna in your radio does. It takes the wave and turns it into an AC signal, into AC electricity, a wave that goes through the circuit, and then the transistors in your circuit amplify it, because it's a very tiny little signal that comes from from a radio. But if the amplitude is huge, then that's going to be a gigantic amount of electricity, theoretically a gigantic amount of electricity that now will have to be absorbed by whatever the antenna is connected to.
Now, with an EMP, once an EMP detonates, is there any amount of time where, if you were to somehow detect that, which at 200 miles with a naked eye, is there going to be enough sound or light for this to be detected?
I don't know. That's outside of my purview. My guess is that 200. I'm completely ignorant to that. The tests that were done over the Pacific Islands, the documents that are from those tests from the Pacific Islands in the 50s and 60s, they did see the burst. And those were only, I believe, in the 1 kiloton area, I think. So my guess is that you would see it. You're not going to have Shane Connor from the KI for U site, you know, reminds people is, if you see a bright light, don't get up and say, hey, what's that bright light? Hit the deck. So I would investigate if you see a bright light. And
Tell
your kids that, too. They see a bright light, hit the deck.
Well, I mean, the question I've got is, if you see that, do you have any time to try to get a few things to a Faraday cage, or do you already need to have that kind of stuff pre-positioned? Is it just going to be that quick?
Oh, it'll be there in seconds. Just measure the light versus the speed of sound is, we all know the speed of sound is 1,100 feet per second, because we know from, you know, our ballistic stuff. So the speed of light is 86,000 miles per second. No, what is it? I forget what it is now.
186,000 miles per second.
Right, yeah. So the speed of light compared to the speed of sound, 200 miles at 1,100 feet per second, it's 5 seconds per mile. Am I doing that math right? Quiz.
I don't know.
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz.
We're talking about stuff that is way above my pay grade already, and with what you know is way above my pay grade, so it's my ignorance that's causing this thing here, Paul. But, I mean, I've thought a lot about that when I was in the military, you know, stationed in Europe. That was something that we talked about, but, you know, I have to believe that certain things were hardened with that in mind. Are anything, isn't our infrastructure as it is right now, isn't our electrical grid pretty much an antique already?
Yeah, it's not even hardened against. But recently, some of the richer areas of the country have put in lightning protection.
Right.
But they'll sell you lightning protection, though. In general, they'd rather sell you the lightning protection than put it into the infrastructure, because even the lightning protection, there's just, when you're talking about that kind of amperage, there's nothing that's going to protect it. There's nothing. It just arcs around it. It's because I'm not going to get into capacitor theory here, but the electricity can go through air pretty easy. It's an insulator of electricity, but not a gray insulator of electricity.
Right.
It's a capacitor has plastic in between two electrodes, and that actually is built to hold electricity. So having plastic in between or having ceramic in between, it will insulate to some degree, but it's just not going to be that. There's just not enough space in between when you're talking about huge amperage jumping, you know, and it's just not. It's protecting against it. The Faraday cage, what are you going to fit in your Faraday cage? It's just not. The stuff that's in your Faraday cage doesn't have a big antenna connected to it. And even the big electricity, by the time it reaches your house, it's going to have to go through a lot of transformers. Arcing around those transformers is highly unlikely, and even if it does, the wires are going to burn up. The wires are just like if you have...
Hang on for me. We're going into the last break. We will cover this when we get back. Fascinating stuff. Paul Helinski from Guns America. This is Lock and Load.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I'm going to be making a special trip up there with all the guns that they don't make. that they don't make holsters for. And get a little Kydex magic made just so maybe we can get that started. And there's not that many that they don't make them for, but I have one. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from GunsAmerica.com is Paul Helinski. We got one segment left. I want to ask you some rapid-fire questions if I can. Okay, now, like in a Faraday cage, would you recommend keeping a one of those portable ham radios? Is that the way to go as far as having portable communications?
Yeah, you don't need the Faraday cage, but yeah, your ham radio is probably the. But the problem is most people focus on the Bofang, the $30 radio.
Right.
And that really, you need repeater towers to be able to use that more than 7 miles.
Right.
Because radio waves, they go in a straight line. So because of the curvature of the Earth, a 6 foot man to a 6 foot man, you only have about 7 miles of potential, and that's without buildings and everything in your way. You really need a real ham radio, which requires a license, and you need to learn how to use it. You need to be able to learn how to bounce signals off the ionosphere at lower frequencies, because those high frequencies they don't bounce. You really have to become a ham. You have to really learn how to use a ham radio, and it's not easy. But once you get it, you get it.
Right.
I have to say one caveat to that, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but I just now, if you guys want to look into it yourself, there's a software radio now called an SDR that uses a USB bug, and it can at least receive all frequencies of radio using the same antenna structures that you use for ham, and they're like $10 on eBay. And from what I've read so far, these RTL SDR radios, they're a new phenomenon. It's a new technology on a new chip, And I've always asked myself, why do we need these $5,000 radios for simple signal processing? It's stupid. You can do it with software, and apparently now you can't. So if anyone wants to, I just got into it last night. I just started digging, and I ordered some stuff last night. I ordered a couple hundred bucks worth of stuff last night to start testing it.
Are you going to write about this in Prepping 101?
Oh, yeah. I sure will.
That's something I'd like to check into. That's something. $200 is a lot better than a ham radio setup. You're basically building a radio station. And when you're talking about bouncing waves, you're talking about an antenna that's quite impressive, aren't you?
Yeah, the big thing with hams is the antennas. But I'll tell you, I do have some regular ham stuff coming out, and you really don't need these huge antennas to send and receive signals as far away as the other side of the world. You'll do better with the big array antennas, but there's dipole antennas that are just a wire, a 200-foot wire that you can string across trees that helicopters won't even see or anything like that, that seem to be effective. They seem to work.
Oh, they work very well. I use those in the military. They work really well.
That's the thing, is there's so much disinformation out there from these old guys who are just a bunch of government bootlickers, and there's so much disinformation from these bootlicker people that you don't understand what you can do. You can actually buy radios on eBay from people in Europe that don't have these channels locked out that we have locked out here, and you can just put them away. And we're talking $200 radios. That's real ham radios that get all the ham frequencies. Without a license, without anything, you can just buy the radio, and if it hits the fan, you've got a radio that can communicate on all those ham frequencies, and then you can hook your little 5-watt, 10-watt handheld to one of those big dipoles, and you're really not that much less than a 100-watt base station.
Would the could you co-opt? This is a good question coming out of the chat room. Could you co-opt the power lines and turn them into an antenna on a temporary basis?
No, because a ham antenna is a specific amount of feet that corresponds to the
frequency.
It's the frequency.
Yeah.
Like you can get some pretty cool antennas. I have two of them that I haven't tested yet. You can adjust the length on them.
Right. Are hams like AM communications? Because, I mean, that's the kind of antennas we used when that was one of my secondary MOSs when I was in the military, was rat rigs. I don't know if you're familiar with that, radio teletype, where we would throw up an antenna that would be between two poles,
yeah.
A bidirectional antenna that was skipping waves 1,900 miles. So,
right. Yeah, that's what a ham is. It's specific length antennas, and you really can, it's AM, FM, it's really across the whole spectrum. It's UHF, it's VHF. A handheld ham, like a Yaesu, $200-$300 Yaesu handheld, if you buy it from the guy, from the guy in Greece, or there's other guys in Europe selling them, they get right from, 5 kilohertz right up to 1,000 megahertz or more. All those 900 megahertz ham bands, they have all those. So you can still use your repeaters with the small antennas, like those little Bofangs, but you also have the ability to hook it to a big dipole and talk on 28 megahertz, 28 kilohertz.
Yeah, I thought you were going to lead to that. I thought you were leading up to that. That's cool. I like that. I have not bought a the only communications I have right now are a GMRS radio set that's... And, this would primarily be close in. So yeah. I need to be looking at a Yaesu handheld ham and getting some antenna stuff. You need to write that article. That's what you need to do. You need to write that article so I can look at that.
I did a great article on a mobile ham backpack. There's actually a frame, a backpack frame that holds radios that you can buy on eBay. And you can mount 100-watt Yaesu, like a truck ham radio to it. And then I went through at least two or three different antenna options that have those that have the movable clip that you can talk on all the hand bands with this little portable antenna that you put on the camera tripod. So I even hooked it to a solar panel and everything in the article. And it's cool stuff. I mean, it's really cool stuff. And it's not, comparatively, it's not expensive. But now this SDR radios, I'm telling you, it is some fascinating stuff that you don't, it appears you do not have to spend a crazy amount of money to have access to those channels.
Doing a search on it now just to see. 9 kilohertz to 6 gigahertz of blazing fast sweeps.
Yeah, RTL-SDR is this new technology. And I don't know if you've heard of the kids' development computer called the Raspberry Pi. The Raspberry Pi is like a $35 little Linux computer that it's meant to teach kids computer development. I'm doing it with my 12-year-old. And there's actually a project out there that you can research where they hook that thing to a Raspberry Pi on a wireless network, a regular N wireless network, hook it to a $5 weather balloon on a string with helium, and you got 500 foot in the sky antenna using this thing, and it's $50 worth of hardware.
There you go.
It's crazy.
See, we barely touched the surface just on the communications. We didn't even get into the guns part about prepping. We are running out of time, so I will circle back to you, and we will talk about getting this back, because this could be something we could talk about all the time, because I'm looking at the SDR radio thing right now, and I think I'm understanding what's so great about this. But we will talk later. Paul, you can catch Prepping 101 at GunsAmerica.com. It's in their, you can go there and buy a gun on auction. You can go in there and get some information. Check out the SDR radio that he's about to write about. But, I mean, in the meantime, if you're prepping, check it out. Paul, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you, sir. All right. That's fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined by Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. We're going to find out what's going on in the world with Sean, Second Call Defense, the NRA, all that other stuff. We will do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has not, never, ever been about gun control. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Call up and kiss me. Call up and kiss me.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.